Yeah, well, yeah, at least it was competitive for a half. It's not bad. Still 0-8, though. From London, England, the Browns fall to the Vikings. Welcome to the Doghouse, your inside look at the Cleveland Browns. I'm Andy McNamara, alongside Matt Florjancic from WKYC Sports in Cleveland. Neither of us made the trip across the pond, Matt, and probably a good thing, as the ride home probably wouldn't be as pleasant as you'd expect. The whole Browns organization went over. Good for them. Those, especially the PR sales and like Browns backers people, that's a grind with this team. So at least they got to have hopefully a fun trip.
Oh, absolutely. It's a grind. Believe me when I tell you. I know what it's like on the inside. There are some days where it gets real, real thin to write about good things.
Oh.
There were a few positives to take out of today's game, even though they ended up taking it on the chin late with the great second half that Minnesota put together. Looking at it as a whole, you've got to take some positives from it.
Yeah.
And I'm not the guy that's going to be considered overly positive or optimistic about this team, but I will say that there were a few things that not impressed me, but I was at least happy with.
Right.
I thought Spencer Drango made a very good account of himself at left tackle.
Me too. That's a plus, man. That was a positive. He held until, 2:45 left, he held the NFL's leading sack guy to no sacks. I thought he did very well.
Well, and the thing about that, too, was on that particular play, as I tweeted, they didn't just bring the house, they brought the whole neighborhood on that blitz. They brought four, by my count, four guys between left guard and left tackle, and Duke, I think, or whoever the running back was, it might have been Crow, but whoever the running back was, they didn't have a chance to block Harrison Smith before he was in the backfield, and it was like, oh, what the hell?
Yeah.
And then Griffin got around Drango, but when you're sending four or five, and there's two to block, numbers aren't, and odds are not in your favor. But I thought overall, very good account of himself at left tackle. And I must say that while it wasn't the greatest second half performance out of the offense, Kizer didn't turn the ball over.
Nope. And he finished the game. That's where we're at, Matt.
He made it all the way through the game.
So that's where we're at.
Two positives.
Yeah.
I thought another positive was that they finally may have started to send a message to Kenny Britt.
Mm-hmm.
And they parked him.
Yeah. They dressed him and they parked him.
They dressed him. He let it be known about his opinions of England and whether or not that really had a factor in it. They parked him.
I love that.
Truthfully, that should have happened a long time ago, but at least it finally happened.
Yeah. And we'll see. Is that Hugh Jackson's decision alone? Did he notify the front office? Is Sashi and company fine with that? Like, that's where it gets interesting.
If he was smart, and he was a very smart football coach, he wouldn't have told the front office anything.
No.
Because they would have looked at him and said, we're paying this guy $10.5 million. I don't care if he's a detriment or not. You get his butt out there, and you make him play.
Mm-hmm.
You figure out a way to coach him up. And Hugh, in my opinion, said, screw it. I know more about this stuff than you do. I'm seeing a guy that's getting fat and happy by getting paid but not doing anything. So he's going to sit the bench and y'all are going to look like idiots.
Yep. Yeah. And good. Good. I'm glad the stand was finally made. By the way, folks, we're brought to you by Cleveland Whiskey. Whiskey without limits. Try their original bourbon. The straight bourbon whiskey's phenomenal. The Christmas bourbon's coming out, and all their underground stuff. They're underground. Go to clevelandwhiskey.com. Check out what I'm talking about. They have there's so many different ones. They have the black cherry wood. They got the honey locust wood, the hickory wood, apple wood, sugar maple wood. I haven't had the sugar maple I want, so I'm a big maple syrup guy. I think that'll be phenomenal. You can check it out. Radically different whiskey. Whiskey Without Limits, clevelandwhiskey.com. Get them on Twitter, at Cleve Whiskey. They're on Instagram, Facebook as well. They have recipes, a whole bunch of great stuff. They're right in downtown Cleveland. So if you're there, heck, go to the distillery. Check them out. They're in local liquor stores. And if you're outside of the state or the city, no problem. You go to clevelandwhiskey.com, and it tells you where you can buy it, order it, whatever. And if not, hey, our guys, the owners, Tom and Andrew Licks, great dudes. Call them up. They'll tell you. They'll tell you how to get the product. And you can follow us on Twitter as well, at AndyMC81 and at Matt Florjancic. Now, Matt, I thought some all the positives we went through, yeah, like that's where we're at. We're happy our quarterback, our starting quarterback, finished the game. Hooray. Good. Good.
No, I'm just happy he finished health-wise.
Yeah. With how Matt, we were talking earlier in the week. We thought that he might get killed with how that left tackle situation.
We definitely thought, well, I definitely thought that it was going to be a better performance from Minnesota's defense.
Me too.
That's why I started them in my fantasy league. And let's just say I had a pretty bad fantasy
league
in all three of the leagues I entered.
Oh, boy. Dude, you got to check my...
Yeah. Those two late sacks, though, did help me save a little bit of faith.
Right. You got that. You know what? I started the Bengals in mine, and that delivered. They were one of my DraftKings sleeper picks that I put on my articles at the DK Playbook on the NFL site. Bengals delivered, so at least one Ohio team gave me some fantasy points there. But, oh, man. We talked about a couple of the positives. Let's go to the negatives here. And what happened was, and Hugh Jackson has said as much on multiple occasions, including today, this team is not deep enough, not good enough, to make any mistakes. To win a game, you have to play near-perfect football when your kicker, once again, who has surpassed Cody Parkey status for me, Matt... He has surpassed
it. That didn't take long at all.
Listen, Cody Parkey screwed me on one game, and I held it against him. Zane Gonzalez, again, fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, three, however many times. Missed an extra point, missed a field goal. Dude, and Hugh Jackson said the kicker position has to be addressed. You got to get this kid the hell out of here because I don't care. Somebody off the street can miss field goals. Bye-bye, Zane. Thanks for coming out, bro. It's over. It's over. You got to go. It's a bye week. You got a whole extra week to find a kicker. Find me a kicker. It's done.
You good? You want to keep going?
I took a sip of water. I'm cleansed. I wish I had. I'm at TSN working tonight, so I wish I could have some Cleveland whiskey after seeing that kicking performance.
Can't have the Cleveland whiskey on the air. It's illegal.
It's a bad look. But, Matt, come on. What are we doing? We got the kicker. And listen, it was 36-16, so people, it was only 3 points. Well, it would have been 3 points, 19, would have got you to 20. Different flow, different look in the ball game.
Well, yeah, and you'd be you'd have been kicking for a lead at one point in that, and it would have changed the complete complexion of the game.
Yeah, they would have had a 19-15 lead going into the half.
So that's way radically different than what they faced. And, you know, kudos to the offense for putting them in position, but as soon as he kicked it, the camera angle was awesome on that, by the way.
Yeah, it was,
The zip line cam right behind him, and you could tell as soon as he kicked it, I looked at Jesse, my wife, and said, he missed it again.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like, are you kidding? I'm like, no, he shanked it wide left.
Yeah.
And he missed it. That was the
Straight
thing
up.
I kept saying to myself was, you've got to be kidding me. Not again.
Yeah.
And he has a massive case of the yips.
Mm-hmm. Well, he can figure it out on the streets.
He cannot put it through the uprights consistently.
Wild.
This is a kid who did it 96 times from a field goal standpoint in college, and I think he missed like maybe two extra points in his entire college career.
Yeah.
And he cannot put it together right now.
No.
And it's really a shame because there's nobody else that we've got right now. So you're literally signing a dude off the street.
Oh, yeah,
and
man.
It's
thin pickings. And you know what? I don't blame the Browns for using the pick on him. It was a good pick on paper. Like that,
well,
I don't blame him.
A position of need.
Yes. I don't blame. What was he, a seventh round pick?
He was the first of two seventh-rounders.
Yeah,
Matthew Days was the second one.
Dude, I'm fine with that. You take a flyer on a kicker, it didn't work out. Fine, okay? Everything was pointed there for that to work. Seventh round, I am totally fine. I don't blame Sashi, the front office, whatever, on that pick. Not at all. But now, you got to recognize and act quickly because you've given this guy a second chance. It hasn't worked out, and you're on the bye week. Get me a kicker somewhere. And at least the few opportunities we do have to score points, someone can put it through the upright. Like that's really all we're. Matt, it's so hard to get any points at all. Like we can't be wasting the few precious moments.
Right. Absolutely. No, you can't. When you get into the scoring range, you have to cash in and you have to do it a lot because if you don't, you're gonna find yourself on the wrong end of the scoreboard more often than not. And boy, have we noticed that and been accustomed to that over the years. And not a good performance. Jolly old England was not very jolly for one Zane Gonzalez.
Nope.
Unfortunately for the young man, I think that's the last flight he's going to be taking as a member of the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah, I think it should be. Bye, Zane. See you later. And again, on the special teams, you had Bryce Triggs fumble a punt, which led to another 3 points. So let's say we have, all right, an extra 4 points and minus three. Different looking ball game. Again, special teams was the issue. Now, we got to give credit to Matthew Dizzy Days, your guy out of training camp who you loved, rumbled for 71 yards. And he was, wow, like that was a rare on the kick return, a rare successful kick return for this team. And I think it was it that drive that he missed the field goal? I think it was
that drive.
It was that drive,
field goal on it.
Yeah.
And it was kind of to the point like, man, this team really can't, they can't do a series of things right.
No,
you know,
no.
They get a good kickoff return. The offense kind of stalls. Well, it doesn't kind of. It did stall. Mm-hmm. And then the special teams lets down the team by a shanked field goal. And we've seen this story before.
Sure.
It's very old every time you miss a kick. You only get a handful of tries a game, and to come up empty on two of them, I mean, come on, man. It's going to change. It has to change. And personally, I'd keep Matthew Days back there.
I
thought he made good decisions. And even when Jabril Peppers comes back, look, young man, you better figure out the safety position first.
Yeah, don't worry about anything else.
Let Days, who has less responsibility from a starting offensive standpoint, go out there, return some kicks, look good doing it, build some confidence in himself, and then, you know, if you want to change up a little bit, stick Jabril Peppers back there. But dude missed the second straight game with a toe injury. Not the best look.
Nope.
Because the people behind him didn't look bad. They didn't look out of place.
No, I thought Derek Kindred played well.
Some plays. Matthew Days has made plays. And, you know, you best get back onto the field as soon as humanly possible because you don't want to play yourself out. Now, granted, he's a first-round pick, and he'll be given every chance to succeed.
Sure. And he knows that.
And he knows that, and that's the problem.
Yeah.
But, you shouldn't know that.
But, Matt, here again, like, think about winning teams. It's funny how you don't see on the New England Patriots guys out for long periods of times on concussion protocol or little injury. Like, listen, I injured toe. I'm not saying it's not a problem, right? But it's funny how on teams like the Patriots, you don't see guys miss time like that. Their head has to be flying off of their body or broken backs, literally, like Gronk, to miss time. Winning teams don't have these problems. Losing teams, the injuries hurt a little bit more, and you're probably like, it's going to be 0-8 anyway. Screw it. You know, it just doesn't happen in winning cultures. That's what we're fighting against.
Teddy Bruschi came back from a stroke to play for the Patriots.
Back from a stroke. Unbelievable.
I mean, that is like one of the most serious things you could go through.
Yes. You should not be playing football. That's poor decision.
And he came back and played NFL football at a high, high level.
That's wild. That's crazy.
A really damn good football team.
That's crazy.
We can't get a guy out there with a toe.
No, Myles Garrett,
give
concussion.
Me a flip and break.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. And, you know, give the defense some credit. They held. They were gassed. Now, Matt, what was that weird exchange where Adam Thielen was wide open and it looked like Jamar Taylor was yelling at Ibrahim Campbell afterwards? Was it Campbell's fault not covering over the top?
Depends on who you ask.
Yeah, yeah.
It seemed like Hugh Jackson just saw there was a miscommunication where the corner said something to the safety and thought the safety knew it.
Mm.
But it is still the cornerback's responsibility to make sure that the safety knows what's going on, what he's going to do.
Yeah.
The safety is the quarterback of the defense, and he has 10,000 things going on and flying at him. And if you're the cornerback, you better damn well make sure that he knows that you're going to slack off a guy. Look, Thielen didn't move.
He stood there.
He stood in the back of the end zone and barely had to stretch to catch the ball.
It was terrible.
And then Taylor went postal on Campbell and started yelling at him. Here's my point to that. Dude, that's not the first time you got torched.
Yep. Very
Will
true.
Will Fuller from the Houston Texans beat you down the right sideline and a very similar play, a lot longer of a play, but a very similar play where you gave up inside position and you were just doing whatever,
mm-hmm.
and you left it up to the free safety and it didn't get done. So either you need to do your job better from a physical standpoint or from a communicative standpoint, because you cannot continue to do that.
No.
Look, Jamar Taylor is a number three corner on any other team.
Sure.
Hell, he was a number three corner on this team 2 years ago. Before
you got rid of Joe Hayden.
And now you're pushing him into the number one and a half slot, because if McCourty's out there, he's your number one. Jamar Taylor is not an every down corner in this league. He's not really the kind of guy you'd look to and say he's going to be a true leader of men on the defense. He's a serviceable player, but he's best in a limited role, and he's well out of position with the Browns.
Much like everybody on this roster, Matt. Everybody is out of position and playing above themselves.
I thought the linebackers were pretty good today.
Yeah,
and
Kirksey was
Kyle
well.
Nassib did a very good account of himself.
Got a sack.
Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
Got a forced fumble, or rather a tip ball and an interception.
Mm-hmm.
Was in on several plays behind the line of scrimmage. That dude can play.
Yeah.
I've said it a long time. Out of the three players, or out of the 24 players that Sashi has drafted in the last 2 years, if Myles Garrett's one, Ogbo's two, and Nassib's three. Unfortunately, they all pretty much play the same position. So we're good on defensive end.
Right.
We just suck at the other 21 positions on the field.
But as you said, I thought Jamie Collins did well, except for that stupid penalty. Went a little too hard on Keenan. But Kirksey, I thought, was an animal. He was tremendous in coverage. And there's a gem right there. Isaiah Crowell, Matt, didn't hit the 100-yard mark, of course, but averaged 5.8 yards a carry. Got a touchdown. Really looked good. They were moving the ball. And it looked like Hugh Jackson, maybe, Matt, was finally starting to figure out, like, it looked like a proper offense. It looked like we're at the goal line. We're at the one. Run the ball. You know, wow.
Run a conventional play.
Yes.
Not the option.
Yeah. And it worked. And, it worked. It looked good. And then, of course, what happens, you get down, you have to start throwing the ball. But I thought the offense was much more conservative for a rookie quarterback. They got the bye week now, and we see, right? We see what happens. But, Matt, again, man, this is a situation where you got to play perfect football to win. And this team can't play perfect football. I still don't know where this win comes. I don't know.
Well, when you're playing with that kind of pressure, and the proverbial, anvil hanging over your head, like if mm-hmm. you make one mistake, it's over. That doesn't end well.
No, it hasn't. It's one in what, 22 now, or 1-23? I'm losing track.
1-23.
Oh boy. And then the next game after the bye is the one you're up. You're visiting us. You're up in Canada, east of Toronto. We're going to watch the Lions game together, and hopefully you'll be the good luck charm coming up, and we'll be able to get a win.
Well, if I'm not, the good thing is I'll get escorted to the border quickly after that. So you're all good.
Exactly. And Matt, the trade deadline coming up Tuesday, the bye week, so we'll take a bye for the doghouse. Unless there's like a blockbuster trade, then we'll do a special one. We'll jump back on at AndyMC81 and at Matt Fleur Jancic, brought to you by Cleveland Whiskey, clevelandwhiskey.com. But do you expect anything to happen at the trade deadline this year? Like, there's rumors, the Browns are looking for a playmaker. You should have been looking for a playmaker in July. That's when you should have been looking for a playmaker. You're not going to get one right now.
Should have been looking for one in March.
Yeah. Where are you?
Did.
Or in the draft, sometime in the offseason. Do you think anything's going to happen? The Jamie Collins deal was last year. Is anybody going to come in and save the day?
Nobody that I'm willing to risk picks for, because I read a story about the top 10 people that the Browns could bring in. And
yeah.
I think 8 of them were free agents to be.
Oh, boy.
And I don't want any part of that.
Don't want rentals. Rentals on an 0-8 team?
It doesn't
no.
make any sense.
No.
Not to me, anyway.
Not at all. Not at all. So the good thing is, if they do make any moves, they'll have the week to acclimatize themselves in the bye. But it'd be nice to get some sort of receiver help. Like, Sammy Coates was healthy. He got, I think, 3 snaps. Cason Williams, for some reason, only 5. Like, it'd be nice to see somebody with some talent pop up and maybe addition by subtraction and getting rid of Kenny Britt. Like, if they add a receiver of some sort and get rid of Kenny Britt, to me, that'd be a successful bye week.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's where we're at with it.
You know?
There's a lot of moves that need to be made, but there's nobody out there that you can bring
no.
in that's going to help you at this point.
You
made this bed. Now it's time to lie in it.
Yeah, and all the Browns fans are. Well, Matt, Browns come back from England. Again, if there's any breaking news, we'll pop on for a special doghouse. Otherwise, we'll take the bye and collect ourselves to start the second half of the Browns season. But in any case, my friend, we'll talk to you soon. And people can catch all your work again, WKYC.com/sports. I'm sure you'll have a whole bunch of stuff coming up to be posted on your Twitter at Matt Flerjancic.
You know it always will. Have a story about the what the behind-the-scenes meaning of Kenny Britt's benching is. You know, a look at Spencer Durango's day because I thought he warranted some good pub because I thought he had a good game. And then,
yeah, he did.
You know, taking a look at Kaiser finally finishing a game again.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's great. We'll look at that at Matt Flerjancic. And again, WKYC.com/sports for Matt's work. Folks, check out ClevelandWhiskey.com. Do it. Try it. If you haven't already, you got to try it. It's so good. It's so good. ClevelandWhiskey.com. Straight bourbon whiskey. The underground specials. Check out the Christmas bourbon. ClevelandWhiskey.com. You don't have to be in downtown Cleveland to do it. You can order in many states. So give it a try. Matt, enjoy the rest of the weekend and the bye week, and we'll talk soon.
Sounds good, Andy. Take care of yourself.
All right. That is Matt Flerjancic. I'm Andy McNamara. We're brought to you by Cleveland Whiskey. You've been listening to The Doghouse, your inside look at the Cleveland Browns.